Joseph. The theme of exile continued with the story of Joseph. Joseph was exiled from his family and his home and ended up in Egypt. Over the years, he rose in status from a prisoner in a jail cell to the second in command in all of Egypt. Joseph lost his identity, his home, place, and his way of life, practice, but God was working behind the scenes and no one saw it until things got bad. God revealed to Joseph through Pharaoh's dream that a famine would take over the entire land. Because of Joseph's leadership, Egypt prepared and stored plenty of food during years of abundance so they would be ready for the famine. No one else did. In this new world in which Joseph found himself, he became the person who would save thousands of people. He was given a new name, a new home, and a new role in Pharaoh's empire. Through these new surroundings and an unfamiliar way of life in Egypt, Joseph and all of Israel, and Egypt for that matter, were saved by God through exile. We hear the echoes of this salvation in the words of Joseph after he was reunited with his family in Egypt. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. The saving of many lives. If Joseph had not been exiled, lives would not have been saved. Before we despair too much about where believers fit in the world today, we need to consider what God might be doing. He just might be shaking things up to save many lives, ours included. Moses and the Israelites. The theme of exile continued with Moses as he emancipated God's people from slavery. The Israelis' identity was that of slaves. Their place was slavery in Egypt, and their practice of worship was seemingly lost. But God heard their cries and responded with salvation. Through Moses' leadership, God rescued his people after 400 years of slavery in Egypt. With signs and wonders, the Israelites fled the oppressive imperial regime under which they had suffered the harsh conditions of forced servitude. God's people experienced the joy of escaping Egypt and seeing God's miracle of parting the Red Sea. But this joy was short-lived. They found themselves displaced in the desert, wondering where they were and who they were supposed to be now. They were no longer slaves, but what did it mean to be free? They had no set practice of worshiping the God who called himself, "I am who I am." What would worship look like? And what would it mean for their life together as a community? The traditions of the past had been lost to them. They would need to rediscover who they were and where they were going and how to live in the world. The book of Exodus tells the story of the community formation of God's people. They were like many of us, and they weren't up for this level of reorientation. They quickly demanded to return to slavery rather than face the implications of what God had in mind for them. In the same way, many of us long for the past and the certainty we felt about the way things were back then. We long to feel secure. We want the assurance of what we believed. The Israelites in the desert of Sinai similarly wanted to return to what was familiar, even if it meant a life of servitude. We should be cautious about our longing for the past. It is better to grieve our loss than to enslave ourselves trying to recover the past.